Erev Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim, Tavshin Ayin. Parshas Mishpatim, Shabbos Mevorchim HaChodesh V'Chodesh Adar, and Parshas Shkolim. Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lefnehem. Didn't say Ela HaMishpatim. These are the Mishpatim. These are these mitzvahs which we're going to discuss in the Parsha. Ve'ela HaMishpatim. What is the Vav? Says Rashi, Vav is Moisif al Inyan Rishain. It's Moisif al Rishainim. Just like the Rishainim Misinai, Af Elu Misinai. Which needs explanation. What does that mean? The first ones, what are the first ones? First one, Aseres HaDibros. Just like the Aseres HaDibros came from Sinai, so too, these Mishpatim also came from Sinai. As opposed to where? A different mountain?
Mara.
As opposed to Mara. I mean, these we had all the time.
Dinam is going to Mara, no? Give us a Parduma, Tilvayim, Shabbos, and Dinam.
One Rashi says Dinam, yeah?
Those Dinam are not Mishpatim.
Okay. No, so did these come from Mara or they came from Sinai? Am I like you and Rashi? I'm not.
Sounds like a trap.
No, I mean, even though they came from Mara, with the view as if they came from Sinai. Okay. No, I mean, it needs a shot here. Asher Tosim Lifnehem. Next Rashi. Amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Why did Hashem say, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, which you shall place before them? Amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Loi Tala Al Daitcha. Don't think, Loimar Eshna Lema Perek Vahalacha Bezegim Apamim. I'm going to teach them the halacha two or three times. Ashtay Sidura Befiyam Kimishnosa. They should be clear in their minds, and they can repeat it over, and they know what the halacha is. But I'm not going to bother to explain them the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Says Hashem, Lekach nemar nein asher tosim lefneihem. You have to place it before them. In other words, as Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want to give the reasons behind the mitzvahs. I'm not going to take all the time to discuss all the rationale behind mitzvahs. I'll just tell them exactly what you have to do. And Hashem says, no, you have to tell them the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not want to do that? Why did Hashem say you should do that?
But we're not talking about mitzvahs. We're talking about here halachas of Ben Odom L'Chaveiro.
No, so?
So is there a mitzvah after you mazik somebody to pay him damages?
Right, yeah, sure. What do you mean?
In other words, in the count of mitzvahs,
yeah,
are all these halachas and mishpatim one of the mitzvahs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mitzvahs are averus, yeah. Yeah. Make ish v'meis mois yumas. Yeah. Someone who hits someone's parents, or someone who steals. Yeah. Sure, many mitzvahs.
All counted in 6 3 10.
Yeah, then you're right. There's dinei shomrim. You're saying every one of the shomrim and all the details of the there's a mitzvah. Okay,
so, but that's exactly what parsha is.
Yeah, but still, even within, let's say, within the dalet shomrim, right? Within the four categories of shomrim of a guardian of an item, so you still have to know all of the halachas. But do you know just the halacha, or should you also know all of the reasons behind the halachas?
That's what the rabbi was saying, that there were certain things that for which there were no explanations. Paraduma.
Yeah. Paraduma, Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to attempt to explain to them.
Nobody can explain it.
Right. So,
tell you the truth.
Right, so that's not what it is. So what could have he explained? He could have explained Mishpatim.
But he did.
But he didn't want to. He didn't want to explain the Mishpatim. He said, let me just tell them the bare bones halacha. Let me tell them what they have to do. This is what you got to do, and this is if you mazik, this is what happens. But without going to all the explanations behind it. Without going to all the understandings behind it. I don't want to do that. Hashem says, no, you should do that. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu not want to do that? And why did Hashem say, no, you should do that? That was the question of this Rashi. And the question of the first Rashi is, what does that mean that just like the first ones were said by from Har Sinai, which is Aseres HaDibra, so too all of these Mishpatim. All of these Mishpatim, good, we say Mishpatim, all of the mitzvahs are Mishpatim, all of the dinim which are Mishpatim.
Simply on a superficial level, these are mishpatim from which society must have in order to survive. You might say, "Oh, it's self understood. You can't have society without respecting each other." So Rashi comes and says it. But these are also, even though it's so simple to understand, perhaps you know that it's necessary for the functioning of society. These are from Har Sinai, and it's not any less important or less in amkus than understanding any of the other mitzvahs which are beyond this.
Okay. It's a good chat. It's a good chat. Maybe we'll have another chat.
Yes, Hashem. That's why we're here.
Yeah, you go through the parsha. There's many mitzvahs over here, many chiyuvim that do have reasons. Kesef talve es ami es ha'ani imach. To go understand why should I have to feel like the ani? Why should I have to? Why do I have a chiyuv to lend money? Boser baseda trefalo yisachin la'kela tashlichon. I say throw it to the dog. Do I have to understand why I should throw it to the dog? Does it have to be a dog? Could I throw? Cause now that I know the reason, could I throw it to some other animal? Many mishpatim, which we can understand the reasons. Just the opposite. Chukim, we know we don't really understand the reasons behind them. Chukim are beyond our comprehension. So therefore, okay, we don't understand chukim. Mishpatim are mitzvahs and chayuvim and dinim, which we can understand the reason. And for some reason, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to disclose the timing, the rationales behind the mitzvahs.
Serve Hashem as an evet to his rav, not because I understand it makes sense.
Also, good pshat. Let's see, Zokta Medrash, a very interesting Medrash. Medrash on Ve'ela Mishpatim. There's a few Medrashim here in the beginning on Ve'ela Mishpatim. This is in Perek Lamed, Parsha Lamed, I should say, Ois Tes. Davar Acher Ve'ela Mishpatim Ado Dichsiv. This is what's meant by the pasuk Magid Devarav LeYaakov. He tells his words, his mitzvahs to Yaakov, and Chukav u'Mishpatav LeYisrael. And he gives his commandments, his mishpatim, to Yisrael. Magid Devarav LeYaakov Elo HaDibreis. This refers to the Aseres HaDibreis. Chukav u'Mishpatav LeYisrael is Elo HaMishpatim. These are mishpatim. Then the Medrash goes on, which is not negated to our discussion here, but the Medrash says, is medayik like this, it says, Chukav u'mishpatav to Yisrael. It doesn't say he gives chukim and mishpatim. Chukav, his chukim, mishpatav, his mishpatav. The Medrash says, L'fi she'ein midayisr shalakadosh baruch hu, ki midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, meyre la'acherim la'asayis, v'hu ein ha'isiklum. Congress could say, don't cheat on your taxes. The balak basav adam, they say what to do, but they don't necessarily do it. Because Baruch Hu says, I only command you to do what I myself do. Kaveyochel. Hashem is mekayim all of the mitzvahs. Which, in a sense of hisaris, it means that every mitzvah that we do, we can be rest assured that this is the right thing to do, because Hashem himself does it. There's nothing that Hashem commands us to do that he himself doesn't do. That's why it's chukav u'mishpatav. Fine. But Zoktis Fasemis like this. Magid Dever LeYaakov Elo HaDibreis. Which means, these are the Dibreis, this is Parshas Yisrael, the Aseres HaDibreis, which was said from Har Sinai. Chukov u'mishpat v'Yisrael elu ha'mishpatim. Even though it says Chukov, it's first only the mishpatim. This is Parshas Mishpatim. You have Parshas Yisrael and you have Parshas Mishpatim. Why do we split it up? Why does the Torah split it up? The Aseres Adibris, they were clear. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly to us. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking like directly to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. That was Aseres Adibris. There were no questions. There was no doubt. We accepted the Torah. We said Na'aseh V'Nishma. But what does Na'aseh V'Nishma mean? Na'aseh means we accept the Torah even though we don't understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, that's a good acceptance. To say we're ready to do all the mitzvahs, now we just have to hear what we have to do. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'd rather not disclose the reasons behind mitzvahs. Because once you open that door, once you give the ability for a person to understand the rationale behind a mitzvah, you are risking the fact that a person, oh, I mean, that's the reason why Hashem commanded us to do X, Y, and Z. Oh, well, you know, for me that doesn't really apply. In this situation, it doesn't really apply. Then I start putting my own das into it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'd rather not tell them the Taimei HaMitzvahs. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize that Klal Yisrael is at the level where they are ready to hear the Taimei HaMitzvahs. Because Magid Dvarav LeYaakov Elo HaDibris. When the Klal Yisrael is on the level of Yaakov only, they're only ready to hear Dibris. When are they ready to hear the Chukov HaMishpatim Elo HaMishpatim? Only when it's the Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not ready to tell them that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what's going through Moshe Rabbeinu's mind, and he saw, I see why you don't want to do that. You just want to tell them to clear the halacha as the halacha is. Hashem says, no. Klal Yisrael has attained the level where they are at Yisrael already, and you can tell them the time of HaMitzvahs. You don't have to worry that maybe they're going to now put in their own das into understanding it. But that's why you have Parshas Yisrael is Dibreis, meaning these are from Sinai, it was clear to everyone, this is what we accept. Ve'ela HaMishpatim, just like these were said at Sinai, and there were no questions asked, and no matter we understand them or not, we accept it. Ve'ela HaMishpatim, Af Elu, so too, these are also, Moisav HaRishenim, these also are from Sinai, meaning these have the same starkeit, they have the same strength as the ones that were set aside as the Dibreis. Yeah, and that's the pshat that you were saying. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure about. Hashem says, no, they are already a level not only of Yaakov, of Yisrael, and you could even tell them the reasons for the mitzvahs. This is what we say, Enka Lekeinu, Enka Deinenu, Enka Malkeinu, Enka Moshienu. Right? No one is like Hashem. No, we can be compared to Hashem. And then we say, Mika Lekeinu, who's like Hashem? Who's like Hashem? You just said no one's like Hashem. What do you have? Mika Lekeinu, Mika Deinenu, Mika Malkeinu, who is like our king? Who is like our master? You just said nobody's like him. The Teretz is, at first we have to say, there is no one like Lekeinu. There's no one like our master. There's no one like our king. Once we have that clear in our own mind, now you want to try to get a little bit philosophical? That how could it be that it seems like there are other powers? That seems that Avodah Zarah has powers? It seems like there is a science to the world? Oh, once you lay down the understanding in our hearts, Enka Lekeinu, now we can go ask, Mika Lekeinu, how could it be? Is there anyone comparable to Hashem? How could it work? Well, we say, yeah, because Hashem is who is Elokei Ho'Elohim. Hashem is the master of all other powers also. Yeah, there are seeming powers, but that we have to say, Enka Lekeinu. And then we could ask Mika Lekeinu. And the same thing here. First we have the Aseres HaDibris. We accept. That's Na'aseh. Then once we get to a level where we consider not only Yaakov, we're like Yisrael, then we can have a Nishma. Nishma is understanding the Taimei HaMitzvahs, understanding the reasons behind mitzvahs. Then we can go learn a Sefer Achinuch and understand what's the Sherish of this mitzvah, what's the Sherish of that mitzvah. We could hear why Hashem gave it. He wanted us to be like that. He wanted other people to be able to receive. He wanted other people to get. But it's only after it's clear by us that we only do the mitzvahs because this is what Hashem commanded us to do. And then we're going to do them even when we understand the mitzvahs, even when we don't understand the mitzvahs. And we're going to do them even when we think the reason applies, even when we think the reason doesn't apply. And that's why this Parshas Yisrael, this Daseres Adibris, which indeed were necessarily split from the other Mishpatim. Now we go on to learn the rest of the Torah, Ve'ela Mishpatim, but know well, these were also said at Sinai. Let me just conclude over here with something that is seemingly unrelated, but if we think about Purim, we'll be able to connect it. It doesn't mean that once you get drunk enough that you don't really need a connection between the two. It means with the understanding of what Purim represents, we could see how these are connected. The great Hashgacha Pratis was looking at this pasuk Magid Dvar LeYaakov, Chukav HaMishpatim LeYisrael, that the Medrash says these are the Dibris, these are the Mishpatim. So I looked here in my Siddur, the Siddur Agron, the Siach Yitzchak, and I found an unbelievable thing. The second of the Halalukas, we say, Hashaleach Imnosei Oretz, the one who sends forth his commandments to the earth, Ad Meheiro Yaretz Devarei. In very quick speed, Yaretz Devarei, his words, his commandments, will run. Don't think that when Hashem wants to do something, it'll take a long time, as if we could somehow give up on it ever happening. It happens very quickly. Hanoisein Shaleh Katsomer, the one who gives snow as wool that's covering a sheep. Sometimes cover the entire body of the sheep. Just a little bit, just the face is showing without any wool. That's like the snow we have. Covers everything. You're lucky if you have a little space to get your car out of your driveway. That's what David HaMelech compared Hashem giving snow. Kifar, he sends frost. Ka'efi Yifazer, he sprinkles like ashes. Mashtiach Karcha Chifitim, he sends his cold like crumbs. That means it could be ice, it could be hail. Lefnei Karasim, Yamad, who could stand when Hashem wants to make it so cold, so bitterly cold he can't stand. Yishlach Devarei V'yamsein. Then he sends his word and he melts it all. Yashiv Ruchai, he makes the wind blow, that helps the snow melt. Yizlomayim, and then it just flows like water. Magid V'erliyakai Chukav Mishpat of Yisrael. Says the Siach Yitzchak over here, what's the connection between these psukim? He says like this. The pasuk tells us, the Navi tells us, there's pisayim yavai adain, that in a sudden flash, the adain that we're waiting for, Mashiach, will come. And he says a person will ask, what, so quickly he'll come? You know, it's been how long already? How long are we in this Golos already? All of a sudden he's going to come? We've been in the Golos almost 2,000 years. All of a sudden he's going to come? All of a sudden, look at this superpower, look at that superpower. All of a sudden, in a moment's time, what, Iran will just be obliterated? Right, in a moment's time, all of the billions of Arabs that want to kill us, all of a sudden, are going to be wiped off the map. How is that going to happen? The person will see. It's more than that. Yeah, we know it's going to happen. We have to be maimin that in any moment, this could happen. But a person could get a little bit forlorn. So on that he says, Hashem says, you're going to ask me the question, how could it be that Hashaleach Imrosei Oretz Ad Mehera Yoretz Devarei? How are my words, when I give the command, it's going to happen so quickly at lightning speed? How is that going to happen? Because Hashem says, go look at the mashal I give. Why does Hashem make it snow? Just to make a nuisance for us? To have to shovel it out and kill our backs? Or just that the kids just stay home from school for another 3 days? Why does Hashem make it snow?
He's laughing at Al Gore.
That's one reason, certainly. Says the Navi, says David HaMelech, Hanoisein Shelech HaTzomer, Hashem makes it snow, the whole thing can be blanketed in white. A snowstorm like this? Yeah? He says, the mountains of snow, which are sometimes taller than our car, they can be taller than our kids, they can be taller than us. The mountains of snow, right? We come to an impasse. We're going to go at, how are we going to get rid of this mountain of snow? Oh, the township is going to get rid of it. It's too much for them. They're overwhelmed. You can't. You can't. All of the snow that fell, right, in all of these states, you think it's just going to get rid of by a bunch of snow plows? It's impossible. How do you get rid of the snow? There's only one way. Yishlach Devarei, when Hashem says, okay, now I want the sun to be strong, I want it to be hot for a good few days, V'yam same, it's all melted away. Yashiv Ruchai, enough wind comes, Hashem says, it'll turn to water. So we look at all these mountains, all of these powers that are against us. The 70 nations, the 70 wolves amongst one little sheep. Our little sheep, we could say, is we're the sheep that's covered in snow. Yeah, and how's Hashem going to get rid of all of those big mountains? How's Hashem going to get rid of all those big mountains that it seems that it's impossible to get rid of? Hashem just has to make it warm enough. He says if a person would come from Los Angeles, he gives a different mashal. A person comes from a warm climate, and he never saw snow before. He never heard of snow before. Comes from Los Angeles, and by him, it's beautiful weather, it rains, the trees are green and healthy, and there's fruit on them, and he comes here, and all of a sudden he comes a couple of days before the snowstorm, and he comes, all the snow, he thinks the world is destroyed. That's it. That's it. Nature has destroyed itself over here. Look at the trees. The trees are lower down. There's no fruits. It's all frost. And that's it. So how do you get rid of such a thing? And he looks, well, the people can't get rid of such a thing. That's it. This world is destroyed. These mountains of snow, impossible to get rid of. He doesn't know because it's his first time here. We know. Why? In a couple of weeks, a couple of months, the spring will come. The snow will be forgotten. How long did that take? How long will it take for the snow to melt? A few days maybe? He says, that is Magadur Liyakiv Chukov Mishpat of Yisrael. That Hashem is showing us. You want to see my mushal in the world to know that everything can be turned over in an instant? Just look at the snow and you'll see that it melts away only when I say it should melt away. And I think this is, since we're Rosh Chodesh Adar, I think this is one of the lessons we see from Purim. Purim too, we had a lot of questions. And we thought, you know, the way we will stop the anti-Semitism over here with Ahasuerus is that we'll butter him up a little bit. And we'll listen to his request. And we'll go to the Sudas Ahasuerus against the judgment of the Chachamim. Against the better judgment of Mordechai. He says, don't go. Yeah, but we know better because we know this is the way that will stop anti-Semitism. To go against what the Chachamim say. And why? It's because we thought we understood the reasons behind things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you don't understand the reasons. My machshavas and my das is way above any understanding. Just look at the chukim. Chukim you don't understand. So when I give you mishpatim, it's chukov and mishpatim of Yisrael. When you're at a level of Yisrael, then you can try to understand the mishpatim, understand the reasons. That's because first you said Nase. If we said Nase first, then we have a right to say Nishma, let's understand. Because in the end we saw what happened at the Purim story. Indeed, it was all behind the scenes. Hashem had everything set up. We really didn't have to do anything. All we had to do was keep the Torah. All we had to do was listen to the Chachamim. And that's also what happened at Purim. Purim was Hadar Kibluhu Bimei Ahasuerus. We had to re-accept, we had to say Na'aseh v'nishma again, because we thought we knew better. We thought we knew the answers. We thought we knew the reasons. And therefore we went against that Na'aseh v'nishma. And therefore when we saw finally the Nais, we said, Hadar Kiblu, we had to re-accept the Torah, we had to kind of say, you know, you're right, Na'aseh v'nishma. The Mishpatim are from Sinai, just like Le'aseh Sedibus were from Sinai. But that we can't expect Hashem to do in every generation. Hashem will say, all right, you know, you're failing a little bit in that Na'aseh v'nishma. I'll send a big Nais. Hashem says, I won't do that. Once we were Mekabel at Purim, that Kabbalah from Purim has to stay for all times. That's why Purim, Esther was safe kol anisim, do Chazal say. That was the last Nais that Hashem was going to show us abundantly clear that we don't need any more clear nisim. That Kabbalah was a Kabbalah for all times. That's why Purim will never be Mevatel. Because Purim is the Yom Tov that has to take us into Yemais HaMashiach. That will be that was the Nais, that was the Yom Tov that made it firm for us for a sort of a second punch in the arm. And that Nais of Purim is what takes us through to to the understanding that Pisaim Yavai Odain Lehecholei. Mashiach will come in the blink of an eye. For us, it's just to be ready for it. Now, good night, Shabbos.